Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good friend Cliffy back on the show. Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen. Cliff Inico, the author of all the eBay books that you should care about. eBay Marketing Bible, eBay Sellers Tax and Legal Answer Book, the eBay Business Answer Book, all these by Cliff Inico, attorney extraordinaire, small business advisor, guru of all... galactic guru, and our good friend Cliff Inico. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, man. It's always a pleasure.
And Money Hunt, too, right?
That's right. My old Money Hunt show, the very first reality show for entrepreneurs, long before Shark Tank.
There you go. And much better, too, by the way.
Well, it was PBS, so it was a little bit more upscale, you know, than what those guys do. In fact, if you go on YouTube and you search for Money Hunt TV show, you'll catch some of the old episodes.
Right,
you
right.
You can see what I look like when I had a full head of
back,
hair.
Back
and,
in the day.
A few pounds lighter than I am today.
Hey, Cliff, thanks again for being here. So, there's some real assaults going on. There's real warfare going on in the workplace right now because of some of the stuff that the National Labor Relations Board is doing. They've decided to do something that's never been done before, and all in my opinion, all in the name of currying favor with unions, mm-hmm. they've decided to redefine the relationship between a subcontractor and a franchisee and the mothership.
Yeah,
haven't they?
This is very interesting. Well, the government is starting to wake up in a number, and we're seeing this in a number of places, not just at the National Labor Relations Board. You know, for too long, people have been playing fast and loose with employees and independent contractors. They think that they can decide, you know, which is which. So they're working some people 50 hours a week. They're giving them desks in the office. They're giving them, you know, all this.
Now, the IRS
to work
has
with,
been
and
on
they're still
top of this
treating them as independent contractors,
though.
Which you can't do.
The IRS has been on this for a long time. I mean, I've been reporting on subcontractor abuse mm-hmm. for a long, ever since I've been doing the show, mm-hmm. Where people just say, you're no longer an employee, you're a contractor, and I'm going to give you a 1099 instead of a W-2, but you're still going to be working for me all the time. You can't do that.
You can't do that, exactly.
But that's old news, Cliff.
It's old news, but the news is that the government is waking up and they're starting to enforce it in a number of areas. I mean, most recently, out in California, their franchise tax board, which is basically their state tax authority out there, basically handed down a ruling over the summer that Uber drivers, you know, the ride-sharing service that all the kids
right.
love,
yep.
you know, if you have a college student in your family,
I love it,
you know,
and I'm not a kid. I love Uber.
Okay, love Uber.
Uber's
a lot
great.
Of people. Yeah, I've used it. It's great, you know. I have no problems with it. I've gotten to know some cabs or some of their drivers. Some of their drivers right. have actually become clients.
Why aren't they contractors?
Well, this is kind of interesting because what the California Tax Board said was that what Uber does, they don't schedule they don't set hours. As an Uber driver,
right.
you tell them when you are available to work.
Nor do they decide what kind of equipment you use.
That's right. You can use any kind of car whatsoever.
You can use an efficient car or an inefficient car.
Right. But what they do is they have a number of guidelines that when you're working for them, you must do things a certain way. You must handle your billing a certain way. You must.
Well, you know what? When I had my consulting company, my client said, we want our invoices on this day. We want them a certain way. You'll come through our gate this
right.
way. What was
That's
the
right.
difference?
Exactly. Well, not a whole lot of difference. Although they do say that they had regulations regarding, they didn't say that what type of car you could use, but they did say that certain cars were not appropriate. So, for example,
right.
a smart car you can't use if you're a Uber,
right.
Uber driver. That there must be certain standards of cleanliness.
But I just think they're wrong to claim that Uber drivers are not contractors.
I would agree with that.
I'm coming down on the side. I'm coming down on the side of the business owner here,
yeah.
Cliff, because when I see some of the other stuff that they're doing, like trying to claim that your employee at the McDonald's franchise that you own is an employee of the McDonald's Corporation.
Yeah, let's talk about that. That's the next big one. Just so you know, the California thing is on appeal right now.
Right.
So it's not. It's far from settled. So, Uber's fighting the hell out of this.
So let's also establish that no employer should be able to take an employee off of employee status, make them a contractor, and treat them the same way you always did. Folks, that's not only wrong, that's illegal.
Yep, absolutely.
The IRS will put you in jail for that.
Yep, absolutely.
The ones with the guns will come in the badges.
That's
and they're
right.
coming, they'll arrest you if you do yes. that long enough because they're losing a lot of money. So that's something that's going on that you should not be doing. But there's other stuff. We're going to talk about that when we come back with Cliff Inico, that that the government has they may have woken up, but they woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Tweet Tail, I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back with Cliff Inico.
If you are a...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.